Rogers and Elling Insurance Agency presents the Finger Lakes Salute with Bill Sheehan and Al Darrow, the voice of Beverly Rogers, Glenn Rogers, and starring the Happy Harmonizers, popular girls trio of the Lonesome Larry program, and Floyd Kenny, well-known singer of stage and radio. Today, in the final broadcast of the current series, Rogers and Elling salute the Finger Lakes region. And here to open the program are the Happy Harmonizers singing the ever-popular Girl of My Dreams. Today, Rogers and Elling announces a new insurance service for its friends and clients. For Rogers and Elling has just become the Geneva agent for the Hartford Steam Boiler Inspection and Insurance Company. With this affiliation, Rogers and Elling now extends its services to the field of steam boilers and machinery protection. Through the Hartford Company, Rogers and Elling clients may not only secure protection against direct or indirect loss due to boiler or machinery breakdown, but also at the same time, they benefit by the services of qualified engineers and the inspection service that helps owners of such equipment to keep it in proper condition. Addition of the Hartford Company now gives Rogers and Elling a complete representation of every field of insurance. Whatever your insurance needs may be, get in touch with Rogers and Elling, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. And now for the next number in our musical salute to the Finger Lakes, we hear Floyd Kenny in Fools Rush In.
Never fall in love. so how are they to know? When we met, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Thank you, Mr. Kenny. Floyd Kenny is in Geneva for a few weeks and is available for any singing engagements in this vicinity. All you have to do is write to Mr. Kenny, Box 166, Geneva, New York, and the necessary arrangements can be made. Time now for our well-known comedy team, Bill Sheehan and Al Darrow. As we look in on the boys today, we find them gathering up the loose ends and busily preparing for their vacation. So here they are.
Well, Willie, I hope that you is feeling better than you was last week. Mm. You sure was a sorry-looking spectacle.
Oh, yeah. I done had my society examination.
Mm-hmm.
That's for socialized medicine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you left last Monday, but where has you been all week?
Well, you know that for special people, they have special examinations, you know.
Mm-hmm. I knows that.
Mm.
I suppose they done give you the special deluxe.
Well, I don't know the name of the examination, Albert, but... I just gets back anyway.
You did. Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I was on the end of the line, you know.
Well, Willie, what was the prognosis of the diagnosis?
Well, Albert, would you give me one more chance on that one? You know, you was like a quiz master there.
Yeah. What was the matter with you?
Well, I don't know, Albert. Of course, it takes a little time to find out those things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they don't know what's the matter with you, how comes they send you home? You might have something contagious, you know.
Oh, no, Albert. There ain't no chance of that. They say just go home and don't worry until we finds out what's wrong with you, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I'll get it, Willie. Hello.
I know that's for me. I got your feeling, that's all.
This Andrew Willis, Albert Split, 24 Motor Company, VP Darrow. The first two initials is for vice president.
Well, mm-hmm. How do you like that, mm-hmm. VP?
Who?
I know that was for me. I know it is.
Well, would you describe him, please? That gentleman part there has thrown me off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, you say he looks like a big baboon? Oh, yes, sir. You mean Willie? Yeah, he's here. He's mm-hmm. here.
I know that was for me. Give me that telephone. Give it to me. Hello. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You has had a consultation?
Yeah, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm.
And what did you find, Doctor? Albert, write this down.
Yeah, I got the pencil.
Give him the report.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nervous exhaustion.
Nervous exhaustion.
Combat fatigue.
Combat fatigue.
And a severe type of neurosis resulting from an overdose of four roses. And you recommend a complete rest?
Oh, he like that. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Doctor, I do that. Well, now, goodbye now. If I don't see you again, take care of yourself, eh?
I find it hard to believe that you were so overworked, I'll tell you that.
Well, Albert, I know it was coming, that's mm-hmm. all. I know it was coming. Too much executive strain. Tells
yeah.
on you afterwards.
Oh, yeah, you've been hitting the pace. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, besides that, spring is in the air, you know.
Yeah.
Time for vacation.
I suppose that means that I has left.
Left where?
In charge of the Willis Albert Motor Company, holding the bag, of course.
You would just love that, wouldn't you? Well, just to show you how I treat my employees, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
I take you with me.
You will? Oh, that's wonderful, Willie.
Besides that, a man in my condition needs a shift in air for my car, you know.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, just plain old, that's all.
Well, now that I has decided you and me is going to take a vacation, you better run over and get the Willis Albert ready for the trip there.
Well, Willie, I didn't know what your condition was, mm-hmm. but I has news for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Willis Albert is being used by the Hydrant Hose Company.
Oh, it is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I knows they could use a fast, classy car for that job.
Mm-hmm.
Chief's car, you know.
Yes.
Did my friend Chief McGugan have anything to do with that?
Well, it occupies a place of chief reportance. He must have.
Oh, boy, Albert, I can see it now.
Mm-hmm.
The bell rings, you know, yeah. clang, clang.
Mm-hmm.
The door swinging open.
Yeah.
And out shoots the Willis Albert in all his pride and glory.
Mm-mm.
Reminds me to change the name to the shooting star that we're...
I don't mean to bust the bubble, Willie. But there's a few things they has got to do before it shoots out the door there.
Such as what?
Well, they would have to take the hats and the coats and the hoses off. They is using that car for a catch-all.
They is using it for what?
A catch-all.
Albert, this calls for action, man.
Mm-hmm.
Call the man.
Yeah.
Get me the city attorney. Mm-hmm. Call Chief Murphy and McGugan, too, there.
Mm-hmm.
And get that common counsel together. I want them to meet, too.
Yeah.
Go on, call them. Call them.
Now, wait a minute. Willie. Which one does you want me to call first?
Yeah, well, on second thought, never mind all them, Albert. Call my friend Mike Moses. Wait till he hears about this. This smells worse than Marsh Creek.
Mm-hmm. I'll try it.
Get some there.
Yeah, I'll try it. Get him there.
Get Mike on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the line is busy, Willie. He must have heard about it already.
Yeah, that kind of news travels fast.
Yeah.
You know, if that nest of hoes come to hand burned down, I'd move it right over there, right now.
Yeah. Don't you think that we should prefer legal charges against them, Willie?
You know, Albert, that ain't a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Call the attorney. That one from the Mr. Hose Company, of course, you know. Have him draw us up a subpoena with a hippopotamus there.
Well, you mean it's with a habeas corpus.
Yeah.
And how about a ipso facto, too?
Yeah, and have him throw in a couple of them E. Pluribus Unums and a corpus delicatissen, too, there.
Yeah, there ain't no use of pulling the punches on him.
Yeah, this all has to happen to me. And me and my condition, too.
Well, I'll tell you this, Willie, this is Sunday, and there ain't no legal transactions can be execution today.
Yeah, I know we couldn't do it.
No, you might just as well unlax yourself and coagulate on the vacation.
Oh, yeah. The vacation. In the confusion, I almost forgot about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to feel better already.
Yeah, you look better. Just where does we start from?
From Geneva, of course. Mm-hmm. Where did you think we start?
Well, I wondered there's the Finger Lakes, you know. It'd be sort of nice to visit the towns that we has done solutiated during the winter.
Oh, yeah. Now, but there's pretty, too, you know.
Yes, there is.
But I wants to be like the other Americans, you know.
How's that?
Spend my money someplace else, you know.
How about Washington, the capital city?
Yeah, now you're talking. Now you really got something there.
Mm-hmm.
We could go down there and see Harry's new balcony, you know.
Yeah, maybe we could sing a duet with Margaret, too.
Yeah, maybe we could talk Harry into coming up here and throwing out the first ball for the Geneva Robins. Yeah.
That's a good idea. That is, if his arm ain't sore.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you think we had better go on down to Florida?
Yeah, but we won't stay that long.
No, no.
All our friends has done come home.
Yeah.
Cass Rapley, Lynn Curry, yeah. Judge Roberts, and
mm-hmm.
all them people there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll mosey on over to Texas, you know, and see the oil fields and all them things.
Yeah, and don't forget that we got to be in Indianapolis for the big race on May the 30th, you know.
You didn't forget to send in the entry for the Willis Albert, did you?
Oh, no. I done sent that in last week.
Yeah, that's good. I certainly hope they has asbestos in them bricks, because we's going to burn up the track, you know.
Yeah, we makes a cinder track out of that one, won't we?
Oh, that's one of them Tom Brown jokes there.
That's right. What does we do then?
Well, after we wins that race, we'll go trout fishing in the Great Salt Lake, you know.
Well, now, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Can I go swimming, too?
Oh, yeah. Everything floats out there. 99 and 44, 100% pure, you know.
Yeah, it does. You mean that I won't need my water wing?
That am just what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the thing I wants to see the most, don't you?
What's that?
The Grand Canyon.
Now, why is that, Willie?
Well, I wants to see what the Finger Lakes is going to look like after the legislature drains all the water out of them, that's all.
Now, Willie, don't you read the papers?
Well, once in a while. Is there any news in them lately?
Oh, is there? They just done blew the cork off Hamilton Street, that's all.
Oh, you mean Leonard Liberto's little guys up there?
Yeah. Yeah, and when the governor finds that out, you know, he threatens with a veto, and then they compromise.
Oh, yeah. That sounds important. I'll take that one there.
You listen to that. Mm-hmm.
Watch me fool him out. I guess right down to business. None of these solicitations.
That'll be something new. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Who? Oh, Dr. A.P. Endectomy, huh?
A.P.? How did the A.P. get in this program?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they was connected with socialized medicine.
Will you shut up, will you? Oh, not you, doctor, not you.
Oh.
What was that again? You done made a mistake in the last bunch of papers.
I expected that. Mm-hmm.
I has what?
Oh,
no.
Sounds bad to me.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Oh, I was dejected.
Mm. Oh, brother, what have you got, Willie?
The Russian measles. And me, a good red-blooded American, too.
I thought that they called them the German measles, Willie.
They was, Albert. But they has turned so pink lately, they has changed the name.
Uh-oh. Well, there goes the vacation.
Mm. And I'm a sick man, too.
Thank you, Bill Sheehan and Al Darrow. Now we hear Beverly Rogers, accompanied by Mrs. Irene Bartram, singing the popular signature of this program, I'll See You Again.
Spring breaks through again. Time may just the echo of a
cry. The Happy Harmonizers return to the microphone to sing that haunting melody, Sentimental Journey. Going the forgotten story in our final program this week, but here is Glenn Rogers, its narrator, with an important message. Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Alex. Friends, today we have reached the end of our present series of the Finger Lakes Salute. It has been the sincere attempt of Rogers and Delling, the sponsor, to bring to you radio listeners a program that everyone could enjoy. And in our salutes to the various cities and villages of the Finger Lakes, we have endeavored to bring the communities closer together by giving each a better knowledge and appreciation of its neighbors. During the past 6 months, it has been my pleasure to travel once again through the Finger Lakes region, searching for stories of the past, stories that reveal the dramas of an earlier day. And in every place I visited, I was received with that same warmth and spirit of cooperation which are so typical of this area. I think it is only proper that I extend my sincere appreciation to those who assisted me in getting the material and background for many of my stories. My thanks go also to the hundreds of students and their teachers who participated in the various programs during the past season. Many a long hour of rehearsal was spent in preparation and at a sacrifice of other activities. Now, just one thing more. It is only natural that I have passed by many a fascinating story of the region. Stories that will wait to be revealed. If any of you listeners know of such a story, please write to me in care of Box 166, Geneva, New York, or in care of this station. That's Box 166, Geneva, New York, or in care of this station. And if the story is of interest, perhaps we shall be able to use it on a future program. In any event, please drop me a card and let me know if you enjoyed these programs. And now, on behalf of the members of this cast, and until we meet again, I extend to each and every one of you the wish for the best of good fortune, good health, and continued happiness.
In keeping with its program of expansion to provide every needed insurance service, Rogers and Elling is happy to announce the affiliation of Irvin L. Edwards of Geneva. Mr. Edwards will be associated with the recently organized Life Department of Rogers and Elling. Mr. Edwards has been a specialist in life insurance for many years, and he brings to the friends and clients of Rogers and Elling the benefit of his experience. Mr. Edwards points out that assured retirement income is one of man's greatest needs. As a matter of fact, 54% of men 65 and older are dependent upon others for support. And how do you provide that retirement income? The important thing is to get started. To get started with a plan for a monthly retirement income in the Columbia National Life Insurance Company. Mr. Edwards will be glad to give you full details and particulars, all without any obligation to you. He can show you how a monthly retirement income plan can be worked out to fit your own income and requirements. You do not obligate yourself in any way for this valuable information. So get in touch with Mr. Edwards at Rogers and Elling, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. Here now is Floyd Kenny again, and he sings Solitude. Program comes to a close with a happy harmonizer singing My Happiness.
As long as I'm with you, my
And so with this program, the second series of the Finger Lakes Salute, presented by Rogers and Elling Insurance Agency, comes to a close. If you have enjoyed these programs, and if you desire the Finger Lakes Salute to be continued next fall, please drop a card to this station or to Rogers and Elling, 68 Castle Street in Geneva. Until then, this is Alex Lemuda speaking in behalf of the sponsors and members of the cast, bidding you goodbye and good luck. This is WGVA in Geneva.